You're really into music.
Oh, it used to be my job.
What, like a record salesman?
I was a DJ.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Yeah, we're cool. 97.3 Cairo FM. Welcome. Welcome to our top stories this hour. Get to an exclusive interview in just a moment here. First, Sean, Nicole, I need your guys' opinion on something. Because I was talking the last half hour. My voice cracked, as it does once in a while now. And I mentioned how I can't sing the song. You see, I used to be able to sing both the Daryl Hall and the John Oates parts in their songs. And now I just can't hit any high notes anymore. And it's really sad to watch my voice go bye-bye. But I need it professionally. So I was talking about that last half hour, and listener Kyle wrote in, and he swears that I sound exactly like the lead singer of an 80s punk band that I remember well called the Dead Kennedys. And he even sent me a song. Have you previewed this, Nicole, at all?
No, I haven't actually.
Okay.
I haven't listened to it yet.
Okay, Sean, I'll get your opinion too.
Okay.
He says I sound like Jello, who's the lead singer of this band. So let me know what you think here. Do I sound like this guy? There's a little bass guitar intro before Jello kicks in with the vocals here. I kind of like the song, I have to admit. But forest fire.
I ate weird berries in the woods. Now I'm seeing colors, I'm getting higher. I think I'll start a forest fire.
Okay, there you go. Do you think I sound like Jell-O? I think I'll start a forest fire.
I think when Jell-O was singing, you sounded, he sounded like you, or you sounded like him when he was sort of doing that growl towards the end.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's always room now for D-O-R-I-O.
That was good.
Thanks.
maybe I should start doing my show. Who's that sports talk guy who does his entire show like this? Pharrell. Scott Pharrell. He does his whole show. I can't believe that his voice still has lasted because he's been doing it for about 25 years. But he does the entire show like this. Have you ever heard him, Pharrell?
I haven't.
And he used to.
Not that I know of.
I haven't heard him for years and years, but he had kind of a hard rock music bed underneath, I think, pretty much his whole show. But he would do the whole show like this, and he would just growl it all out, and he would talk like this. And I found it very annoying to listen to, but he's had a very long career, and he's been very successful. And I admire anybody who can be successful for a long time.
Dory, it sounds
like... sound like the Garaz. But, I mean, I love the Garaz. I don't think he's an annoying at all. But
The Garaz doesn't growl. The Garaz just has
maybe just your impression of whatever this is.
It's like you got one of those electronic boxes up to your larynx.
Yeah, that's right. Like I've lost everything to cigarettes.
Yeah.
Find a clip of Pharrell for the end of this segment. Will one of you do that?
Sure thing.
Scott Pharrell. I want to see if my impersonation sounds anything like the real thing. Okay, so that'll be a little surprise bonus for all of us right at the end of this segment. But we have much more important stuff to get to, like your tax dollars at work. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
Well, as you've been hearing, the governor has declared another economic shutdown of our state. Today and Monday, I talked to restaurant owners. Yesterday, I talked to a gym owner. And here's something that is just absolutely incredible to me. While businesses and employees are just getting devastated, county workers get another boondoggle. And that's because the King County Council just approved a two-year budget yesterday. And in it, they added two more holidays for their workers. Juneteenth and Indigenous Peoples Day are going to be paid holidays for county employees. Indigenous Peoples Day, they say, well, if we can afford it. But Juneteenth, they're going to move forward with. And that's going to end up costing taxpayers about $10 million in just the day off and then time and a half for the county workers who are working. Reagan Dunn is a member of the King County Council. He joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Reagan, always good to talk with you, sir.
Dory, thanks for having me on.
I'm a little incredulous at a time when I'm talking to employees, business owners who are crying themselves to sleep because they don't know where their next paycheck's going to come from, and your county council puts in a new holiday, Juneteenth, which frankly nobody had heard of 2 years ago, and now it's become a paid holiday in King County. How can we afford that when the private sector is getting devastated right now?
Well, it's interesting. What happened was the Juneteenth holiday was initially put forward as a holiday we would honor and celebrate but not pay our employees, the 15,000 people, to take that day off. And I was comfortable with that. If you want to celebrate a day that's important to certain cultures, that's great. But then, in addition to Juneteenth, they decided to make it a paid holiday. They added Indigenous Peoples Day as well. And yesterday was the first time I learned, right as we were about to vote on the budget, that both of these holidays would be added as fully paid holidays. It's not just not quite $10 million. It's not quite $10 million times two. $20 million of taxpayer money that will go for two new paid holidays while tens of thousands of people in Washington are out of work, while our hospital beds are full, why 35% of restaurants have gone out of business in Seattle. It just doesn't make any sense. And, you know, look, I appreciate the importance of these holidays to certain cultures, but it's a slippery slope. I mean, where are we going to stop? I mean, do we do Cinco de Mayo as well? There's a lot of wonderful special holidays, but we can't pay the government to take every one of them off.
Right. Well, and especially now, I mean, we're not exactly rolling in the hay right now financially. And you know, I'll give you one. When I grew up in Ballard, May 17th was Norwegian Independence Day, and there would be an evening parade, and it was a big deal when Ballard was more of a Scandinavian community than it is now. But nobody suggested that it be a paid holiday for all county workers, and I'm fine with honoring Juneteenth and doing whatever people want to mark the holiday. But to say that we're going to spend $20 million on a paid day off when so many workers are getting unpaid days off right now, what are they thinking? I know that you're against this, but tell me, the people who push for this sort of thing, give me some insight as to their thought process.
Sure. Well, you know, the folks in the downtown community are the ones that have gotten control and hold of the microphone, and they're the ones that are yelling the loudest. And the politicians whose political bases are there are responding and reacting to that. The problem is, as you noted, we can't honor a paid holiday for every single culturally important event. And if we do, not only will we will just spend ourselves into oblivion at the local level, there will be nobody at the county to provide critical basic governmental functions for the people. So there must be a balancing act. And this is the real problem with what we have here moving forward. I occasionally will look at the comments in the Seattle Times section and other feedback to see if I'm way off base, if I'm misreading something. And I was pleased to see this morning that overwhelmingly people opposed this idea. And what I heard, when I saw one comment, I thought was very good. It's like, hey, tell you what, why don't you give everybody their 10 holidays off they can choose what days they take off, but they get 10. They can celebrate it in their own way. I mean, and I think if we're going to go down this road, maybe that is the only answer. But we need to be very sensitive that we don't start every time a particular group wants a holiday, that we don't decide to honor it by spending another $10 million and shutting down government for yet another day.
But don't county employees already get a floating personal day? Isn't that part of the deal?
Yeah, there's a lot. Working for the county is a very, very good place to be. Union protected. It's incredibly rare that anyone is ever fired. And thousands of employees now, after that budget, will be able to do their work from home, which is okay during the pandemic. I'm a little concerned about how that works long term, because I don't think the taxpayers are going to get the same level of productivity. But the new problem that we're starting to see in a lot of the agencies is the employees are wondering if they can move out of state and still work there, because it becomes a payroll and a tax-related problem for the county. Now, you got real problems if somebody lives in a different state that's trying to represent the government and serve the public interest from thousands of miles away.
Well, and here's the other thing I'm hearing, Reagan. We're talking with King County Councilman Reagan Dunn. I talked with a business owner who said that, you know, they have 40 employees. They have to lay them off because the governor has shut down the business. And he said, but government isn't making any cuts. We are seeing a massive shrinkage in the private sector, where, you know, 20, 30, 40% of businesses are going under. And so the private sector is taking a massive hit, and government not only isn't taking a hit, but it's growing the benefits. And I tell you what, you want a rebellion? If your colleagues keep doing this nonsense, you're going to get a rebellion.
Yeah, I mean, we gave transit workers an $80 million pay increase this year. We're adding, not one but two paid holidays. There's no real, not meaningful budget cuts. Local government's living off a sugar high. But what's going to happen, and that sugar high is from the federal government stimulus money, but at some point that is going to end, and all you're going to have is the underlying local tax base, property tax and sales tax base. And we always bet on the come. It's a real mistake. We always think things are going to be better. And I've been warning about this for years, and I'm very concerned that in the next 12 to 18 months, we could see a real come to Jesus, if you will, on the stark reality. Because what I can tell you is your average government employee right now is not feeling any pain. And you can see it in the public policy choices that are being made. And the folks out in the street and Main Street are, and there's a huge disconnect. And that's why I was so startled to see two paid holidays pass yesterday. I was very surprised and very shocked.
I am as well. Hey, one other thing that I saw. So we're going to, instead of having judges sentence felons, we're going to have a community forum group sentence felons in King County now? Is that a step in the right direction?
No, of course it's not. I mean, we need independently elected judges to make the decisions on punishment for crimes. And those decisions need to be consistent with what our state criminal code, and in some cases local and also federal criminal code. This is all part of this constant decriminalization. Started with the elimination of the sheriff. Now the King County Council has total criminal justice policy and funding oversight. And this is just the beginning of what you will see, which is an onslaught of holding people accountable when they commit crimes in our community. And crime, of course, will continue to spike up. And we're in record levels for homicides for Seattle now, as you know.
No, I guarantee the only people who will be on that panel are pro-criminal. They will release criminals as fast as they can, and our streets are going to be flooded with more crime. There's no doubt about that. Well, as I tell you often, I appreciate you being one of the voices of reason in an increasingly radical King County, Reagan. I appreciate it.
Thanks, my friend. Always good to talk to you. We'll do our best at holding the line. It is tough sledding down there at the downtown Seattle courthouse, but we'll do what we can.
Okay. All right. I'll watch with great interest. Thank you, Reagan. I appreciate you coming on with me today.
Thank you.
All right. Reagan Dunn, King County Councilman, joining us up next in The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Bizarro World.
Oh, man. I got a lot of stuff to get to, so I might have to slide some of it till after the news at the bottom of the hour. Once again, I've been slighted in a national poll that I really think I deserve more recognition in. I'll tell you all about that after the news at the bottom of the hour. So I'm checking the text messages because listener Kyle thought that I sounded like singer Jello from the DKs here, and a lot of listeners agree with that. I didn't really hear it. Because I'm trying to find my vocal sound alike. It's not easy to do.
Just a little goat. I ate weird berries in the woods. Now I'm seeing colors. I'm getting higher. I think I'll start a forest fire.
The forest fire. So I guess I could sound like that. But then, just as an added little bonus, I mentioned, I don't know how some people can do such crazy stuff with their voice, and I mentioned a national sports talk guy named Scott Farrell, who's very, very good at what he does and has been around for, gosh, 20, 30 years on the national scene. But he talks like this, and I don't have any idea how you can do that for 3 hours a day for 20 years and not just shred your vocal cords. And I asked Nicole to find a clip of him. Here he is. See how you can check my Scott Farrell impression.
I mean, Gabe, honestly, I eat them raw. Who needs a toaster when you got, like, just like strawberry Pop-Tarts? I'll eat them just right out of the bag. I got everyone here Pop-Tarts.
Who needs a toaster? You're just growling everything. I'll just eat them right out of the bag. Who needs a toaster when you got strawberry Pop-Tarts? I could not do that for more than about 2 minutes. And my voice would be absolutely shot. I try. Yeah, I guess he's dropped the hard driving music. Because a Seattle station used to carry him. I don't know who carries him anymore. But I would hear him at night, late night. And he would do his whole show with hard rock music bed mixed under his voice. And it was mixed kind of loud, too. So sometimes it was almost hard to hear what he was saying because of the music that was playing underneath him. But it's worked for him. He's carved out a great career.
Dory, you also sound like, and I have just a short clip. It's Ned Gerblansky from South Park. Are you familiar with this guy?
I don't believe I am.
Okay, now he's the second voice you're going to hear in this clip. It's like 8 seconds. Here you go.
I brought my old war buddy Ned to keep things safe.
Hello, Mrs. Cartman. How are you today?
He's got the thing on his larynx.
The voice box.
Yeah.
I don't sound like that. Do I?
I mean, it's a toss-up.
I hope I don't sound like that. I don't want to sound like that. I don't think I'd have much of an audience if I sounded like that. Okay, let's wrap this segment up. That is your big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
All right, coming up next, we'll tell you about the national poll in which, once again, I've gotten slighted. I think I deserve recognition, but I've been slighted once again in this poll. We'll tell you about that. And also, how are restaurant owners going to survive the Inslee shutdown? All of that straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. Watching the TV series Friday Night Lights right now. It's one of the 10 best TV shows of all time. It is so good. Did you ever watch that, Nicole?
Oh, yes. I love it. I have them all on DVD. I bought them all right before DVDs became irrelevant.
Became obsolete, yeah.
Obsolete. There we go. That's what I'm looking for.
No, I'm rewatching it. It's such a great show. And the only thing that's unrealistic is that in one dusty West Texas town, all the guys and women men and boys, women and girls, that they would all be so stunningly gorgeous. I doubt that one town, in a small town in America, was that blessed for both the men and the women. But other than that, it's a great show. The soundtrack, the music I was just playing. And then for me,
I'm a big fan of Kyle Chandler, as you know.
Well, the thing is, and I'm no Kyle Chandler, and I would never pretend to be, but when I was coaching and my wife was and still is a counselor at the school, like his wife in the TV show, I found their marital relationship to be the most realistic, the most relatable that I had ever seen portrayed on TV. There was so much in that show that I could relate to. I bring it up because the quarterback for the team in, I don't know, third, fourth season, was portrayed by Michael B. Jordan. And Michael B. Jordan has just been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2020.
I'm on board with this one. They haven't always gotten it right, but this is a good one. He's on fire right now.
Do you think, and I really want you to be honest.
Yeah.
Do you think that I should at least be considered one of these years for that?
No. Sorry, you don't work hard enough on your physical appearance.
It could be the sexiest man
really work on it.
On his way to the grave.
Oh, Sean.
What?
I think wow. I'm... Way to a retirement, maybe?
Oh, retirement, sure.
There you go. I don't know.
Sorry.
That was dark.
Wow.
I didn't think about that one a lot.
Morbid.
Ice cold. Jeez.
Anyway, but you really got to put some time and effort into the abs and, you know, to get this.
I got my Peloton now, so I'm doing the Peloton workouts.
Well, check back in a year. I'll tell you if next year.
A year?
Should
you're
be
talking
considered.
About me being cold?
No, it's an annual award.
Or you can do that
award.
In less than a year.
It's an annual award.
No, 3 months from now. No, in 3 months, I'm going to be chiseled.
Oh.
And why is that funny?
You know, man was molded out of clay, but they didn't stay that way.
What's happening here?
I don't know. The grave really threw us off.
Coldest segment ever. Jeez. If I talked like this to you guys, I'd be riddled with guilt. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. What's happened here?
I don't know. You're setting us up, dude.
And we have been corrected. Sexiest doesn't mean physically attractive, but I'd say that's part of it.
Well, that doesn't make me feel any better either.
Mm.
If listeners are saying, well, you don't have to be physically attractive to be sexy.
Well, no, physically attractive, yes, but physically fit is a plus, too.
Well, I'm well on my way. You haven't seen me in ages. I'm working out. I'm getting my cardio back now that I got my knee fixed. Like, oh, man, on the way to the grave?
That was brutal.
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
I'm your meal ticket. You can't be wishing for that.
Dory, no one said I'm wishing.
How horrible is your job going to be? When you have to engineer for my successor, whenever that is.
I mean...
It's going to be rough.
It will be rough, and I'm not wishing for any untimely demise. It's going to be timely, whenever it is.
And then they... Thanks. Then they have a sidebar, plus 158 other guys who made 2020 bearable. I didn't even make numbers 2 through 159. And frankly, Nicole, I put some of this on you because as the producer of this show, it should be your job to be promoting me and the show and getting my name out there and getting the show out there. And I think we need to make a push for 2021, at least to be runner up.
Okay, well, we might have to renew that Diet Coke in the shower photo to submit.
That was a sexy picture.
See, but that's
that
old.
Was very
that's not
sexy.
You now.
That was only 7 years ago.
Mm.
I haven't changed
much. You got a few
much.
More grays. That's, yeah. But the grays are just different. Doesn't mean it's less sexy.
Yeah, that can be sexy. Mm-hmm. Look at Anderson Cooper. Look at John Curley. How sexy is he?
Well, with that eye patch now, I got to tell you.
Does he have an eye patch now?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He looks like a Bond villain, and if he had a peg leg, he'd look like a pirate.
I need to get an update from him because, yeah, his retina spontaneously detached on him. So
he's still not allowed to go home. He can't go up to his cabin.
Is that right? Yeah. Because his home in Cleolum is at too great an altitude.
Right.
And that'll maybe rupture his eye.
Right.
Wow. That's horrible. He could come stay with us. I got an extra room here. I should offer that.
Yeah.
You guys
pass it along.
Floor of his
Nicole, tell
old
him,
place.
Tell him if he needs a place.
Okay.
You can talk to each other about what it's like to be sexy.
Well, you're breaking up, unfortunately. I couldn't hear you there. It's getting all digitized. Okay. Shoot, I had other stuff I needed to talk about in this segment, and then I just got rudely slapped down by everybody on my show staff. Okay, let me take a quick time out, and then I'll continue with this hard-driving news and our favorite sound bites of the day coming up next.
I work out when I walk in the spot. Yeah. This is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got a passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it.
I'm sexy and I know it.
And down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. And it is time when we like to count down our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Doreen Monson's awesome audio clips of the day.
Hypocrisy, thy name is Democrat politicians. So in California, Gavin Newsom says, don't go to restaurants. But he goes to a restaurant with a huge crowd to celebrate a friend's 50th birthday. In Oregon, the governor, Kate Brown, says she will consider putting people in jail if they have big gatherings at their house. Here in our state, we found out that at least three Washington State Democrats went to a lobbyist retreat on the oceanfront in Maui. We're trying to figure out who it is, but the former chair of the California Republican Party, Tom Bilcaro, he talked about what it's like for all of us who are told our lives are shut down, but politicians from California, Washington, they're going to Hawaii for a fabulous paid retreat.
This has been a junket for politicians for years. The lobbyists spend to lavish them with money and trips to Hawaii. And just a week ago, an advisory came out, an advisory because a court slapped Gavin Newsom with an injunction saying you're not allowed to make rules. So it's an advisory not to travel. We're told we have to basically give up Thanksgiving unless it's your immediately family. And they're out partying in Hawaii. Oh, they're having meetings. There's a couple of meetings a day, but they're partying in Hawaii.
Right.
Yeah, it's great to be a politician. We just have to follow their orders. Gavin Newsom telling us don't go to a restaurant, but he will for a friend's birthday.
I just happened to look over and realize, hey, is that Gavin Newsom? Who is that? And I did ask one of the waitresses, and she confirmed it was.
When the governor issued his apology on Monday, he described the dinner as outdoors.
It was in Napa, which was in the orange status, relatively loose compared to some other counties. It was to be an outdoor restaurant.
But the photo appears to show the dinner being mostly indoors.
Yeah, an outdoor restaurant. Now, they could open big doors to open up a wall, but it wasn't outdoors. But again, he's a politician. And then you have the people who are business owners, like Scott Perry, who I talked to a couple hours ago. He owns Toscano's Italian Kitchen out in Monroe, which is a great place. I've eaten there. And he's very upset that his restaurant has to shut down to in-person dining once again.
Anton, the head of our restaurant association, thinks, or basically documents, there's less than 1% of COVID cases that can be directly traced back to a restaurant or bar operation. 1%. Show us the data, Data Daddy, because we would like to reopen and be in business and employ people and support the state with revenues. But Data Daddy has come up with some smoke and mirror statistic. I'm not sure where it's coming from.
And so who's helping the workers? Is it government? Nah, government had that employment security office where the Democrat fundraiser, Susie Levine, somehow had a failure of security so that so-called Nigerian scammers could get $500 million that they stole from us. So who's helping the workers? Government isn't. They don't care about you and me. It's people like business owners like Scott Perry. Who's helping out their work?
Last time during the COVID shutdown, my wife and I went and spent gave thousands of dollars away of our personal income, not income, but savings, to help support our employees through the tough times. We paid people's rents. We helped pay for people's food. We fed people when they came in their restaurant. We bought thousands of dollars of gift cards at Fred Meyer and gave them out. My son, the general manager, went to his own savings account and withdrew a couple thousand dollars and handed out $100 bills to these people. He's 25 years old. This is what we do, and this is what business owners do. They're conservative, they're caring, they're thoughtful, and they're generous. And we as business owners support the people that have worked so hard for us to make our brand vibrant and successful.
And he says that he is very frustrated, he told me, with our governor.
To listen to him bloviate on TV, he loves to be on TV, but to listen to him talk about all the sacrifices that we need to make, right? You and I and all the other business owners and wonderful people in our community, why haven't they slashed state budgets? Why haven't they gone through and made cuts to our expenses for the state of Washington, fully knowing the revenues drop significantly? We've had to slash and burn at our business like everybody does. The governor has done nothing to cut expenses in this state. Nothing. And that is very frustrating as a business owner.
Yeah, it's the business owners who are paying the price, the employees who are paying the price. Scott's restaurant is Toscano's Italian Kitchen. They are doing takeout. They're out in Monroe. But wherever you are, find a local restaurant that's still doing takeout and support them, because government's doing nothing except hurt them. So let's support each other. Let's support local business, and let's lift each other up. Okay, that's going to do it for me. Tom and Curly are coming up next. God bless you in these crazy times, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. High noon. Hello.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.